Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC, hey! It's your girl POC, hey! Proof of consciousness. Proof of consciousness. POC. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. All I need is one mic. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. And welcome back to another episode of Revive. It's your girl POC. It's your girl POC coming live on timeforanawakening.com/revive each and every winning Wednesday. Make sure you guys spread the word, spread the word, spread the message that we are live right now on timeforanawakening.com/revive. You can also go to tune in. Just search Time for an Awakening. You go ahead and meet your girl POC live on these airways from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Or you can go directly to the website and just search Time for an Awakening as well. And I'm still going to be in your airways from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. because you know what time it is. Man, I swear. Yo, Harmony. Because you know Harmony, the goddess, is in the building with me holding it down in the studio tonight. Yo, Harmony, you know one thing that I am truly, truly, like, understanding now? When Nas broke out, I was like, all you need is one mic, one mic, one mic. You know what I'm saying? I truly understand that now. Like, I truly understand that now, man. Like, I just need one mic. One mic, and I'm going to talk my sugar honey iced tea. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to give it back. I'm not. I love that point that you just made. Yes, I'm not going to give it back. But yes, that's one thing that I'm, like, truly stepping into right now is understanding, like, yo, I only need one mic. Just give me that one opportunity, that one chance. I'm going to make it happen, man. I'm going to make it do what it do. I'm excited as I don't know what. I'm trying to hold my energy in because I want to tell my news. I got some hot news I want to tell. I am going to let it out. But first, I want to ask you how was your day? You know what I'm saying? I just want to know how your day was because I know my day was great. I was liberated all day. How was your day today? How was your day today? And I want to know how everybody else's day was out there too. So we got to let them know how they can get in contact with us. They need to call in our lines right now. 215-490-9832. Once again, that's 215-490-9832. Or you can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We got the IG page now. We pop it on the IG page now, right? Hit us up on the Instagram as well at Revive_POC. Once again, that's Revive_POC. Follow us. Go click that blue button, man. Turn it green. Yo, Harmony, how was your day, though?
So my day was actually amazing. Like, I'm not going to even size myself, but my day was actually amazing. So I didn't have to go to work. Unfortunately, you know, I'm sorry for the ones who did have to go to somewhere, that they really didn't want to invest in. But I didn't have to go to work, so I actually used my day wisely. And I woke up and I kind of spent the day with my mother, mi madre, because you know we bilingual over here. Our audience is all levels. But I spent the day with my mother and just made some great connections. Oh, my gosh. We actually went to this boutique because she's doing a fashion show in December. And we went to the boutique that makes the clothes. And when I say I went to school for fashion merchandising management, and sometimes life takes you around detours and curves around the curve. And you never know, like, how things are going to connect at the end of the day. So I speak out. And I'm like, I absolutely love your boutique, you know, chit-chatting with her. And basically, the moral of the story is I am about to be a merchandiser for Stephanie's boutique in Jersey. And we're traveling to trade shows and just using my degree for what it is supposed to be used for. So I'm like extremely excited for that. I don't know if anybody feels my excitement right now.
I'm sure they can hear you. You're like yelling right now. I'm sure they can hear you.
But no, I'm extremely excited because I love fashion. And so the fact that everything kind of worked out for its own reason today, I'm thankful for that. And also I started my yoni again. So I'm being consistent with my rituals and the things that I need to do to better myself, because we are the producer of our own lives. So if we don't take care of that, if we don't decide the next chapter, who is going to decide the next chapter? So I'm like extremely excited. I came in here like jumping up and down. I don't know.
I felt it. I seen it. All that. Definitely. All that. But yeah, shout out to you in your day. You sound liberated. Shout out to you and your network. You making your network, your net worth. You know what I'm saying? You got to create that revenue off the people that you meet. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it don't always happen when you want it to happen, but it's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. What's for you is always going to be for you. And definitely shout out to you, because you walked in the studio today with that Russell Brand gear on, because Tab Money coming on today, so we about to Russell Brand it today on Revive. So shout out to you with that Russell Brand gear on, man. We also, yo, let me tell you this is part of my day that I wasn't even about to be explaining. This is just exciting because you walked in here with the gear on. So one of our loyal loyal customers, they purchased one of our sweatshirts, one of our hoodies, one of our Russell Brand hoodies, at our all night event in Southeast when we went out there in DC about a month ago or whatever, when it was, right? And she went to the gym in our hoodie.
Shout out to Congress Heights, by the way, Congress, Audrey Culture Center. Shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to them. Definitely. I'm with you on that one. But yes, so they went, she went to the gym in the hoodie. So she went to the gym in the hoodie. She goes to Ghost Gym. I'm not sure if that's the home gym or whatever, but whatever. She went to the gym at Ghost Gym, and they loved her hoodie. So they asked her, where did she get this hoodie from? Guess who hit my email today?
Hey, who hit your email, POC?
Guess who hit my email? The general manager of Ghost Gym.
I
ain't gonna call you ugly on air, but come on, man, please don't play yourself like that again. But yes, it is lit. It's very lit, but don't do that again. But yes, so yes, they hit the gym. I mean, I said they hit the gym, which I need to be hitting, right? But no, they hit my email, and cause she told them where to find us on Instagram, which was dope, cause we connected on Instagram. And, they hit my email. I was like, yo, we want you to slide to sell some merchandise on October 30th, Monday, October 30th. I'm like, yo, Tab Money, we about to make some money. Like, what? Like, man, shout out to Tab Money. Shout out to all the loyal supporters who's out here supporting this Russell Brand movement, man. As Tab would say, it's an alliance movement that we're making right now. So, just definitely shout out to Tab Money right now, man. I see the vision, and it's definitely coming true. So, shout out to this whole Russell Brand movement, because we about to be, you know what I'm saying, and goes gym in a minute. Just picture that. Our hoodies, our sweat clothes, our headbands, all that in goes gym.
It is a gym. I mean, it is a gym where you're going to be in a gym, if y'all get it.
I don't get it, so I know they don't get it. Help me.
A gym. So you're under pressure. You're a diamond. You're precious.
Oh, like a gym. Yeah. Oh, you smart. GYM. I get you. Yeah. So it's a gym. It's a gym. Yes. Okay. All right. I'm still in that. Yeah. So we dropping gyms, literally, right? In the gym, right? Yeah. Shout out to Tab Money, man. I can't wait. Tab Money will be hitting the Revive airways around 8:30. So make sure you guys tune in. I know she got some financial literacy she about to drop for us today. We also got your girl, man, Casino Diamond coming on the Revive airway today. I'm super excited to be interviewing Casino Diamond today. Why I'm super excited? Because I'm a fangirl. I don't even care. I'm a fangirl. Why I'm a fangirl? Because she has one of the most amazing voices I have heard in my 25 short years of living. Honestly, truly. Like, man, like, oh my God, like when she sings, it's like, yo, is that really her? Like, it just seemed like it's coming from 10 people behind her, because that's how bad she's blowing them horns. You hear me? She is a singer. She's straight out the DMV. I'm coming all the way to my DMV family right now tonight. If you are in the DMV right now, you're listening, make sure you guys stay tuned, because your girl Casino Diamond is coming on Revive Airways tonight, man. I hope she drop a tune or something for us, because I honestly, truly will support this young lady till the end, man. I hope she just kills it. I hope her career just takes off all the way to the fullest, man. So yes, man, just stay tuned to the Revive Airways. We got a dope interview coming out. We got an exclusive interview coming up tonight with your girl, Casino Diamond.
No auto tunes.
No auto tunes, right? Yo, I'd be like, yo, where is she at, right? It just seemed like she's just like in like a room or a closet at her job or something. She just get to singing, like she's just feeling it. And I'm like, yo, I gotta meet this girl, or she gotta come bless my airways. Because the crazy part how I found out about it was just scrolling down my timeline. Somebody actually reposted her, and I was from WPGC 93.9 WKYS, and this is a radio station in Washington, D.C. in the DMV, right? And they reposted her. And when they, I can't remember his name, but yeah, they reposted her. When they reposted her, I was like, yo, who is this? Like, she just blessed my timeline. Like, who is this? And I went on my Instagram hunt, and boom, I found her. Because one morning she just came through and gave me energy that she didn't even know she gave me. She just put that video out. Boom. Next, you know, I put that video out. Boom. Next, you know what happened? That's the definition, as you were just saying earlier, making your net work. Your net worth. Yeah, so definitely shout out to Casino Diamond, man. I'm fangirling all night. I can't wait to get on the airwaves with her. But definitely stay tuned to the Revive platform. Yo, my day was great, too. My day was definitely great. I was liberated. Why I was liberated? Because I went to a meeting today with my colleagues at work, right? And I'm the youngest person there. I'm honestly the youngest person there. And I don't care. I honestly don't care. I deserve to be sitting here. And don't be looking at me like, who's this young whippersnapper coming up in this conference room making all this noise? And I'm going to make noise. All I need is one mic. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All I need is one mic.
You're the loudest one in there. You're probably the one who always have something to say in the meeting.
But the crazy part is backwards, though. It's like super backwards, because when I go in there, I'm just like, boom, this is just an hour out my office and I don't have to worry about nothing, right? So I'm just going to go in here and I'm listening to these, and I'm just going like act like I'm in class and put my phone under the desk and just get it in real quick. You know what I'm saying? Do what I got to do real quick to work on myself so I can get up out of this conference. You know what I'm saying? Get out of this conference room one day, right? But no, this time they, for some reason, my subconscious heard them. Even though I was still down there working for myself, I still heard them this time. Normally, I block them all the way out. Like, I don't hear nothing they're saying, right? It's about 20 of them in the room. I don't hear nothing they're saying. This time, I heard all 20 of them. I was like, what are they talking about? So I just lift my head up a little bit, put my phone in my pocket for a second, looked around and was like, are you kidding me right now? I went off. I went off because I listened. That was the difference. I listened. Normally, I don't listen. So I went off. Yo, they were in there whining, complaining, talking about things that had nothing to do why we were there in the meeting, talking about things that just was super irrelevant, talking about the old times and the good old days, what used to happen and why is this not happening anymore. Yo, I went off. I was like, why are you sitting here? Why are you complaining? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? You're wasting our time. Can we talk about solutions and not problems? If we're going to keep talking about problems, then can you excuse me? Can you pay me this free hour to do something else of my own time? Like, what's wrong with y'all? Like, I literally went off, and the union rep that was sitting there, she looked at me and was like, thank you. Like, she like gave me that thank you without saying thank you, because she was just sitting through a horrible meeting as well, because she just has to attend that meeting. And it just was liberating to me to know that they're not going to know what they're doing if someone doesn't speak up. And I had to be that one to speak up. Like, I had to be that one to just be like, no, we're not doing this anymore. Even though it's a free paid hour of work, that's how I was always thinking about it. You know, we're not getting anywhere. We're not getting anywhere. We're all going to go back to our individual office, and we're still going to be miserable, because the place that we're working at this current time is not in a suitable place. Like, it's just not where it's supposed to be. So that's why we're in the meeting, to work on our work environment. But they just complain and whine because they got tenure. You know what I'm saying? So they've been there 20, 35 years. You know what I'm saying? So they just sitting on a check waiting to retire, versus me. I'm trying to climb the ladder. So it's a big difference. And honestly, I'm not even trying to climb the ladder. I'm trying to go be my own boss. Shout out to Master P for supporting Colin Kaepernick today, man. I got to switch the topic. Shout out to Colin Kaepernick and Master P. I really hope that goes down, because if Master P can do it with a co-ed basketball league, and I hope his co-ed basketball league jumps off. And Master P, honestly, he's the GOAT in general, because if anybody really listens to Solange's album Cranes in the Sky, yo, he was on there ad-libbing the whole time. Nobody really peeped that was Master P. Like, come,
I didn't realize that. Honestly, I didn't even realize that was Master P. I think I know. Let me look at what song.
See, y'all not really. You know what I'm saying? Y'all not real 90s babies. That was Master P the whole time ad-libbing on Solange Cranes in the Sky. Y'all not even hip. But yeah, so shout out to Master P. He's the real MVP. And I hope he really takes over. Like, I really hope he takes over. And honestly, when everyone has been, you know, talking about starting their own league and things like that, for the people who don't know, because I did just change the subject, but yes. Master P was being interviewed by TMZ Sports this afternoon, and when he was being interviewed, he pretty much said that it doesn't matter if the NFL players go sit and have that meeting that they had today. It really wouldn't make a difference because they don't own anything. Once, you know what I'm saying, nothing is really going to change until you actually own it yourself, or you own rights to, you know, whatever it may be, your music, you know, your gear, your sponsorship, whatever it may be, you have to own rights to that. And if you don't own rights to that, it's not going to pretty much matter what you do, how you do it, how you say it, how you think, because there are always going to be rules, flaws in that contract and consequences in that contract. So you want to make sure that, you know, you are in a position of power to make sure that you have some kind of ownership over yourself and, you know, and over whatever you're trying to sell. So when Master P was asked that question about Colin Kaepernick, he was like, yo, he should start his own. And then he was like, you know what, maybe I should start it. You know what I'm saying? Start it with him.
He said, I'll help him start his own league. I think that the NFL should have some type of competition, which makes perfect sense because you're always going to be under someone if you don't own your own. Like, you're always going to be told what to do instead of doing things of what you believe in, what you stand by. But if you're under someone else, they have every right to do anything necessary to kind of knock you down off of what you believe in.
Definitely. And it doesn't even have to be what you believe in. It's just like rules that you have to follow. You know what I'm saying? Because you signed a contract. You signed up for this. You know what I'm saying? You knew what you were getting yourself into when they said, oh, a signing bonus of $2 million. You're like, oh, you seen with the $2 million. You didn't see the fact that you were giving up your first, second and third amendment right. You know what I'm saying? So you really wasn't paying attention to that. But now, you know, it's coming to the forefront when people are standing up and saying, oh, well, this is my religion and this is what I practice and this is what I believe. But you didn't read that in your contract. Your contract says nothing about your religions and your beliefs. It only talks about your athleticism and what you can actually do. It does not talk about anything outside of the game that you're actually signed up for or the game that you actually are playing. So I think that that's really, really big. But huge shout out to Colin Kaepernick for not even showing up to the meeting today either. He did not show up to that meeting today that the NFL owners, you know, had. I don't think he should have. And I think the NFL players that did sign up, I think they didn't get anywhere. I think that all they did was put their foot in their mouths, and now they're going to be scrutinized because of the different interviews that they did. You listen to some of the interviews and the interview questions that they answered? Where was their PR? Their PR should have been in the background. Like, please don't answer these questions. Please walk to your car right now, sir.
I don't necessarily agree. I think that I'm not sure the exact player who was in front in answering the questions for about the social issues and the things that were going on in a meeting with the NFL headquarters, but I don't necessarily agree. I think that he answered it well with giving them brief explanations. Like, I'm not going to allow you to stem more conversation or more imagination from what I'm saying. We didn't talk about changing the rules. That's one thing. That's one of the questions that was asked. We didn't talk about changing the rules, but they're not going to change the rules. Let's just face that. It's not going to be a change overnight. I definitely don't agree. If we're still building from Hurricane Katrina, we daggone sure not going to change a billion-dollar organization. So the only thing is to talk about solutions, and I think some of the things that can't be controlled is the only thing that he talked about today.
I'm with you. But I kind of disagree with you too. I'm with you though, but I kind of disagree with you too. But let's get to this caller. Hey caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, it's Jessie Canty.
Hey, Miss. What's up, Miss Jessie? How are you feeling?
I'm good.
She said her show was on. She said her show was on today.
Revive is alive. Yeah. Did you want to comment on anything we were talking about today?
No, because I just joined you, so I'm not really familiar with what you guys are talking about, no more than a football player. I just think they need to keep their head up and stick together. That's my whole concern.
Definitely.
If they stick together, they could pull it through, you know? But everybody got to stick together and make it work.
And so how do you feel about, you know, the NFL players actually taking the knee? Like, do you feel that it's still about, you know, the start of the protest? Or do you feel as though that it's now for different reasons?
No, I just think it's trying to get the attention. Like, we matter regardless. I mean, I don't care if you're black or white. You're still a human being. And if that's what I choose to do, why can't I do what I want to do? It's a freedom of speech. And I don't want to salute the flag. I don't have to salute the flag. It's not that we're saying you have to salute the flag. If I feel I want to kneel, let me kneel. I'm not bothering nobody. Let me do what I want to do. It's my life. It's about me. As long as I respect my United States of America, then it shouldn't be a problem. But for you to tell me what I got to do, I don't think that's right.
That's what's up. I like your opinion. I'm digging that because I feel the same way that, you know what I'm saying, it's part of my amendments, you know, as an American, I have the right to stand or not stand. But what the NFL is saying is because it's in their contract. So because it's their contract, in their contract, you know, they pretty much gave up those rights because of the money that they're receiving for that.
Oh, okay. Well, in the contract, you got to buy by the contract. That's what they're paying you for.
Exactly.
Whatever the contract read, and you're making them millions, you got to do what they say.
I'm with you on that one. I'm with you on that one, too. Yeah. That's why they got to read that fine print. That's exactly why they got to read that fine print. Thank you, Ms. Jesse, for calling in, and keep listening. Keep listening.
Yep, you're welcome.
But yeah, though, back to what you were saying, Harmony, I don't necessarily, the reason why I disagree with you is because you have to look at it this way. The reason why I said they put their foot in their mouths is because they went in there with the objective and their objective did not get solved. So if they went in there and they didn't talk about changing the rules, or if they went in there, you know, trying to figure out what they're going to do going forward and they didn't get any answers, then what was the point of going in there? They really thought that they were going to go sit down. That's like Martin Luther King Jr. III going to go meet with Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Nothing changed from that meeting. That's like Steve Harvey going to meet with Donald Trump. Nothing changed from that meeting. So at the end of the day, you know, that's like Kanye West taking a photo op in the Trump Towers with Donald Trump. Nothing changed from that. So what I'm saying to you is why they put their foot in their mouth, just like Steve Harvey, Martin Luther King III, and Kanye West put their foot in their mouth, is because nothing's going to change. When someone's in a position of power who pays you, you think they're paying you any attention? No, it's a strategy. Everything is strategically planned out to make it look like I care. Let me invite all these black athletes into my office today and let me see what happens. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing's going to change. The rules are not going to change. How the players feel is not going to change. The players are going to take a knee on Sunday and they're still going to get scrutinized from their coaches and their owners. So at the end of the day, nothing is going to change until they actually change their pockets. And so they actually hit their pockets. When the players say, you know what, I'm not just going to take a knee, I'm not actually going to go in the game at all, that's when something is going to change. But once they just sit and say, I'm going to take a knee, then I'm going to get up and act like nothing ever happened, and I'm going to play a game, and I'm going to go in the locker room, and I'm going to come out, and we're never going to address this problem, then of course nothing's never going to change. So all they did was put their foot in their mouth. Simply put their foot in their mouth. And that's what I'm saying. So when they came out to answer those questions, all they did was reiterate to us that nothing's going to change. All they did was reiterate to me, because I'm like an analyst on this type of stuff, that they're just fools, like a puppet, like a Donald Trump, you know, inviting a Kanye or inviting a Steve Harvey. That's what I got of it. You know, a couple of, you know, African-American males or athletes went into a office and sat down with some rich white folks. Like, okay, cool. They probably had the best caviar they can possibly find today. Good. They probably had a good meal. You know what I'm saying? A really good meal.
That could be true to a certain extent, but it's also like, if we can come down just a little bit, and just also like your job, not your job in particular, but just someone's job, and they're like, they don't like, or they don't agree with the things that are going on in the office. So of course you're going to set up a meeting with them. Of course you're going to bring these issues to the forefront, but it doesn't mean that, you know, the policies and the laws and everything is going to change overnight, but at least you brought awareness to the situation as if you, like, instead of not caring and not saying anything at all. That's worse to me. Like, not saying anything, not speaking up about it, not showing that, like, this is actually affecting us, and this is something that we need to to discuss. But moving forward, I definitely agree with you. It definitely starts with hitting with the pocket, because that dollar amount, the black dollar is extremely powerful. So when we realize that, and when we realize our power, then we can go ahead and go from there. So the solutions can stem differently, but I think bringing the awareness to the as a conversation, it starts there. Having that conversation and having that meeting, getting at that table. That's just my point of view.
I mean, once again, I'm going to disagree, but I definitely feel where you're coming from, and I don't want to keep going back and forth on it, but I just feel like, once again, that when you say that it's not going to change overnight, it can change overnight, because if you are in a position of power to make things change, you can change it. All you have to do is rewrite the rule book that you wrote. So, for example, if the commissioner of the NFL, which the NFL is a privately owned company. And yes, I do want to know what you guys are thinking too as well. Thank you, Harmony. 215-490-9832. Give us a call right now, because I really want to know how you guys feel about this whole, you know, NFL meeting, Colin Kaepernick grievance situation. It's so much to it now. It makes the NFL so much more popular than what it really needs to be. But 215-490-9832, or you can hit us up Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. Hit us up right now. But yes, I think that they do have the ability to change it. If the commissioner of the NFL sits down with the NFL players and say, you know what, I agree with everything you guys are saying. Going forward in 2018, we're going to redesign and rewrite our rule book so it fits now in today's society. So it fits now with the different, you know, belief systems of other people who are joining in on professional sports. You know what I'm saying? So they have that ability to do so. Just like they had the ability to write it the first time, they have the ability to rewrite it. It's impossible for you to tell me that you cannot rewrite your rule book. That's what human resources department is for. Get out of here. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's not going to happen probably this season, but if you speak up and say, you know what, going forward in 2018-2019 season, it's going to be different. But if it's not nothing different, then of course nothing's going to change. They're not talking about making things different. They're talking about making things better. It's not about making it better. It's about changing it, and changing it for the better, not necessarily just saying we're going to make it better so we're going to allow people to kneel and then not kneel. No, it shouldn't be like that. Take that rule off in general. Just take it off. Don't have it as an option in there. Oh, you can kneel or you cannot kneel. It shouldn't even be mentioned. It should just be something that someone can do off the humble, if that's what they really want to do, like spitting on the field. They want to spit on the field. I'm sure they can spit on the field without any penalties. I'm not sure. I don't watch football, but I'm just saying, for example, just an example. Don't air quote me out there of anybody who really into the football world, but I'm just saying, definitely. But we're going to go to a quick commercial break. But before that, Harmony got something else to say. Then we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we be up with your girl Tab Money here on Revive. Make sure you guys stay tuned.
I just wanted to say, let's not just forget. Let's not even change the focus to just about the NFL. But why did he kneel? And I think that's where people get so lost. End. Because it's not just about the NFL, it's about the inequality of the minority and more to that. So let's not forget the reason why he kneeled, and let's focus on those solutions instead of a billion-dollar organization that's already, you know, accomplished and ready to go. Like, let's focus.
I'm with you, but the thing about it is the reason why he kneeled is not being addressed at all, because a couple weeks ago Donald Trump called them sons of bees. Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why he kneeled, for the exact same reason why Donald Trump called them sons of bees, because the narrative just has to change. Like, Colin Kaepernick started kneeling because of the injustice that's going on with African Americans around the world. In America and probably around the world, but he started with in America, right? And then you have the United States president stepping up and calling them sons of bees. Soon as Donald Trump stepped up and called them sons of bees, the entire narrative of his protest switched. So Donald Trump started this whole thing that we're talking about now, not Colin Kaepernick. Not at all. That's the difference. You know what I'm saying? And people don't really understand that. People are trying to tie the two and two together. That's not the same. But yes, we're about to go to a quick commercial break. And right after this commercial break, we'll be up with your girl Tab Money here on Revive. Tune in. Once again, the number is 215-490-9832. Once again, 215-490-9832. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. You know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC.
Yes, my raps are filled with rage.
One of these days, we gotta bust back for the homies.
You have to be logical. You know, if I know that in this hotel room, they have food every day, and I'm knocking on the door every day to eat, and they open the door, let me see the party, let me see, like, them throwing salami all over the, I mean, just like throwing food around, where they're telling me there's no food in here. You know what I'm saying? Every day, I'm standing outside trying to sing my way in. You know what I'm saying? We are hungry, please let us in. We are hungry, please let us in. After about a week, that song is going to change to, we hungry, we need some food. After 2-3 weeks, it's like, you know, give me all the food, I'm breaking out the door. And after a year, you just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm picking the lock, coming through the door, blasting, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you hungry, you reached your level, you don't want any more. We asked 10 years ago. We was asking with the Panthers. We was asking with them, you know, with civil rights movement. We was asking, you know. Now those people that were asking, they're all dead and in jail. So now what do you think we're going to do? Ask?
I put my gun away and grab my AK. It's getting hectic. I can't call it. I'm full of alcoholics. It's now a nigga's under pressure.
How do you feel? Baby, come on. Ha. 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 Turn the heat up. Ha. Ooh. To my people. Ha. Dance floor. How we doing? Ha. Ha. What you say?
Floor.
On. Get your groove on.
Understand the true meaning of how money works and how someone may make money and manage their money? If you do, you know what financial literacy is. Financial literacy deals with managing money, how he or she can invest it, and how it is used to handle your everyday life expenses. So the next time you are applying for that credit card at your favorite store, or you are taking out student loans that you really don't need, make yourself aware of the risk you could be taking if you are not knowledgeable. It could haunt you for the rest of your life. For more information, visit financialeducatorscouncil.org.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. Hey. It's your girl POC. Hey. Proof of consciousness. Proof of consciousness.
POC.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. All I need is about.
Yes, yes, yes. It's me, your girl POC. I'm coming back live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, that's timeforanawakening.com/revive. Or you go directly to tune in. You just search Time for an Awakening. You're going to hear me, your girl POC, live on these airways from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Or you go directly to the website of Tune In and just search Time for an Awakening. And you're going to hear me, your girl POC. Follow me right now on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. Your girl Tab Money about to come on. So we definitely need to get these callers up. 215-490-9832. Give us a call. I know you want to talk to your girl Tab Money tonight. You got some questions. You know what I'm saying? You going broke. You need to learn how to save. You need to learn how to flip this money so you can buy that house. You need to be listen to your girl Tab Money, man. Listen to your girl Tab Money coming live on Revive each and every second and fourth Wednesday of the month here on Revive. That number once again is 215-490-9832. But before we get into Tab Money habits, I gotta shout my mentor Solomon Jones out, man. I'm riding out 95 North. I'm getting it 95 North on my way to my basketball game yesterday, right? I look up and I see this big old chocolate ball, man. I said, oh my gosh, this is Solomon Jones, man. Solomon Jones is now on 107.9. Praise 107.9. Shout out to the mentor, the homie. I started with him. He gave me my first opportunity in radio at 900 AM WRD in Philadelphia, right? The only black-owned talk radio station in the state of Pennsylvania, right? And it's literally one of the many few that is left around, right? And he gave me a chance. He gave me opportunity. He helped me find my voice. He helped me find my calling. This man put so much into me, right? So to turn around, and then we went to his farewell brunch a couple weeks ago when he was leaving the station, right? Because I knew he was going to 107.9, but we wasn't able to tell anybody just yet because he wanted to release it on his own. And he released it in a billboard. You hear me? You talking about Cardi B on the billboards? This man is on the billboards right now, 95 North. If you in Philly right now, go to 95 North around exit 18 and you're going to see my mentor. Or just wave at him and say, hey, yeah, that's me right there. Yeah, he cites my little life. I ain't even going to hold you. But you got your girl Tab Money coming up live on Revive. Yo, Tab, how you feeling? Come on, Tab. I know you got Sprint, man. Tab, I know you got Sprint, but how you feeling? How you feeling?
I'm too live right now. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm feeling good. Yo, Tab, I was just in here hyping it up about the Gold's Gym. We just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how good that feel? People just sliding like, yo, I seen that free up yourself. I seen that free up yourself in my gym the other day. So I need all my clients at my gym to come free up theyself. Where can we get this Russell Brand gear? I said, oh, Lord, Tab, throw that money. You all right? No, Tab, let's get it, man. We about to be in Gold's Gym, Tab. We're going to say the date. We're going to say the plug. But definitely meet us down October 30th. We're going to give you guys the address on Sunday. Definitely meet us down October 30th at the Gold's Gym. It's in the DMV area. We don't got all the exclusives yet, but just know that collaboration is coming real soon. But Tab, how you feeling today?
It's an awesome day, awesome winning Wednesday.
I'm with you. I heard you told me a little earlier that you was filling out a job application.
Oh yeah, so Janine, she actually just submitted my resume to Janine because she had posted something on Instagram and Twitter looking for project management. Somebody looking for holistic health, looking for community development, and also with the arts background. So, yeah, you already know that's me right there. So I had to, and that's my role model. That's my shiro. So I had to go ahead and work on that plug.
I'm with you on
that. Use that moment. Carpe diem.
Already. Free up yourself. You already know naps. Okay. And you got to make sense. You already know. Tab Money. Tell them how they can make sense.
All right, so how you can make sense today, I got the question of the day, starting out so we can get these callers up. The question of today is, what was the purpose of the Freedmen's Bank?
What was the purpose of the Freedmen's Bank?
Yes, FREEDMAN'S Bank. What was the purpose of the Freedman Bank? And I need to know that to call in to win it since a free revive gift today.
What is you got me Googling. I ain't even going to hold you.
Hey, no cheating out there.
All right, no cheating. My bad. No cheating out there.
I'm going to repeat it one more time, and then we're going to get into the lesson for today. What was the purpose of the Freedman's Bank? What was the purpose of the Freedman's Bank? That's the question of the day. That's how you get yourself free revive gift today. Call in.
Cop this free revive gift, man. You better cop this free revive gift. You're going to have to see us at Gold's Gym in a minute.
Or any other pop-up events we at. So let's get into it. So today's lesson is piggybacking off the last segment question of the day, which was referring to group economics. So if you check on my page, I actually just posted some charts of to give you a visual to explain what the definition of group economics. But to give you a definition of group economics right now, group economics is basically pulling all of our money together, resources, including talents, including organizations, companies, skills, everything together that a group can basically offer, and also leveraging those resources to create jobs, to create growth, to create expansion, and to circulate the dollar within that group specifically. So, and including the currency as well, because you can do services as goods. It's not limited to just money, but it also has the bartering effect as well. And it's what the group deems to be valuable. So again, what the group to be valuable. So I have an example for you to give you a clearer picture.
And when you say group, you mean like a group of friends, a group of colleagues?
That's gonna be my next question. I'm gonna propose to you because it's abstract. Group is abstract. So
okay.
We're gonna break it down.
I can't just be grouping with anybody. You with me?
Clear. Yeah, it can be anybody, but I want you to actually think about it. What's the benefits of you being in this group or you creating this group? And do you all have the same core values, the morals? Everything. So let me get into the example so you can get a clear picture.
All right,
in our community, we have a tailor and a clothing retail establishment, aka Russell Brand. If the two join efforts and pool their resources, the tailor can supply to the retailer and even grow his business to mass produce clothing items sold in that establishment. The retailer can also refer to the tailor for alterations after the goods are sold. Hence, we see in this example an opportunity for collaboration that fosters growth, expansion, job creation, and at the same time circulates the dollar. So my question to you, POC, and Harmony the Goddess, what is your ideal group look like? How many people? Describe what kinds of people? Is it millennials? Is it black? Is it Jews? Is it Asians? Is it... On the radio personality, what does your group look like?
You mean like whatever kind of group, right?
Yeah, so like if possible, so like if you were going to start your own group economics in your home or in your community, what would your ideal group look like?
All right, I'm going to let Harmony go first because she over here thinking way too hard. If you were trying to start something, like who would you want pretty much to help you start your, you know what I'm saying, what you were trying to start?
Of course you would go
the
with
group
me
economics, though, this reminds you, like, you got to think about the services, the goods, the resources, the talents, the skills, the gifts, and the currency. So who would you specifically, what would you want your group to look like? Well, if you want, I can start. I can give you some ideas of, like...
No, don't. You go last, Tab. You got all the answers. Okay. How you going to go first, man? That's like, you know what I'm saying? You said we got a quiz, but if you want, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to take the quiz first. Like, no, what the dickens? No. So, yo.
Because I see y'all struggling.
I'm ready. I just want her because she was cheating.
So, I'm going to just go with a mixture. And I'm just going to go with someone from the millennial audience because the mindset can expand in a whole different avenue. Shout out to SZA, but a whole different avenue. And then also I'm going to go with you know, someone who has that background of finance and that education behind it. So someone that's older and has that wisdom. So I'm going to have a mixture of people so my creativity can expand, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Before I go, we got a caller on the line. I want to see if this caller got, if he got an answer for us. Yo, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, this is E from She Rockin' City.
She Rockin'.
Because I know this stuff. Like, I know this stuff. Cheney taught me this stuff.
Shout out to the HBCUs.
To the first HBCU.
Hey,
so
you
Lincoln,
already know.
Sorry. All right, so the Freedmen's Bank was our bank. It was, you know, for the runaway slaves and the newly free people. And it was basically what you doing, Tab, to give the black folks good financial habits. At the same time, it's a way so they can keep their money safe and so the union could send money down to the people that was fighting, to the black folks that was fighting, and, you know, the runaway slaves that was fighting for the union. Because
right.
Technically they were citizens of the Confederate States of America.
So what you thinking? What you thinking?
White folks set it up.
He about to have the whole closet.
He about to have the whole
here.
Revive. I can't even hate
I need
it, man.
All that.
You know what I'm saying?
I look the best in it anyway. I look the best in it.
That's
anyway.
What I was about to say. I can't even hate, man. I was just, the crazy part, I screenshotted your Instagram the other day. I was like, yo, Tab, he's a Revive model. Like, this man right here is popping in the gear.
Yeah,
he had
the
Russell brand chosen or choose hoodie on with the Revive headband. I was like, oh, yeah, he flat out. You know how when people say, I'm trying to get flat out head to toe? He had the head to toe on Tab. He had the head to toe.
If you give me some green Revive sneakers, we be lit.
They coming soon. They coming soon. Just wait on it. So, E, you won. Once again, you won. Once again, I appreciate you once again for calling into the show and answering this Tab Money Edition question. But she also got a follow-up question for you. You definitely going to cop this Revive gear. We got something new for you. But she got a follow-up question. Tab, let's see him, what he say with his group. Because he know all the answers, right? So let's see if he got a group to put together that's
right,
well organized.
So we getting into it. So you answered last time with the group economics question, the question of the day. I'm getting into the habit of letting the question of the day build on to my next segment. So breaking off down, we was explaining what group economics is. And then my question to POC and Harmony was, what does your ideal group look like? How many people? What kinds of people? If you were to implement group economics in your home or in your immediate community.
All right. So basically, I'm going to be biased on this one. And I'm going to go with what me and my team and me and my family, including y'all, what we do. You know, so if I was to make because group economics is basically a community spending within each other and making the wealth grow, like I explained last time. So, to be honest, you know, and it might sound a little ratchet, as well as the health food stores and stuff like that for you, Amethyst and Garnet, I will also have the fried chicken spots and the liquor stores for me. And as well as I would also
But it's the group. Like, who are you gonna put on
building.
It though?
No. But I'm about to get into that. I wanna build the market first. You know who gonna be spending the money? Now, who's gonna be spending the money is folks millennials, of course, but as well as the older black folks. It'll be a black community. Well, with mixed people too, and then the women that bared black children. And then the men that marry black women. That's fine. I don't mind that at all. You know, I'm from a mixed household.
Yo, Tab.
Hey, E, let me just get into part two real quick, because before we let you go, I want you to get into the answer the second part of this question, too. What does the group value? So what is the group, that group you just described, what do you deem as valuable to your group? So, because remember, the whole purpose of the group economics is for you guys to do with the purpose that everything is valuable to the next person or the next man.
We value peace in our lives. We also value pleasure in our lives and accomplishments. So, basically, you know, advancement good times and quiet. You know, we don't want to be too much in the mix, but we also want to be in the mix enough to where we can advance and reach different platforms. At the same time, we want to have a quiet place to do so. So our creative, because most of my folks, we're artists in different ways. Whether it's you're a talk show host, you know, you're a money manager, or you're a rapper. So basically a place for artistic growth, whether you're a painter, but at the same time, we need to be able to earn and we need to be able to relax and have a good time and reward ourselves. Like you said, not necessarily buy ourselves things, but treat ourselves to things we like, which may be free.
Awesome. So, PLT, what you got? I still need you to answer the first part, too. What does your ideal group look like? How many people and what kinds of people?
All right, so my ideal group is about to be, like, lit, like, because I know how, you know, me running my own company now, trying to run my own radio show, you know what I'm saying, have a little gear on the side, it's a lot going on. So I definitely know what a team in mind is supposed to look like. So first, my team is going to officially have its own lawyer. Like, I need a lawyer on my team, and it can be a millennial lawyer, it can be, you know, a Generation X lawyer, it doesn't really matter, as long as they're Black and they're intelligent and they know that we don't lose anything, you know what I mean? Everything is about this, you know, we need this, you know, Revive has to stay alive. So that's one. And then also I need someone who is in some kind of local, like a local official, maybe a state rep, maybe a councilman or a councilwoman. I need them on my dial. Like, if I gotta call you, I need you to answer. If, you know, you need to call me, I gotta answer, because there's so much going on in the community that I need to know of, because I'm trying to be in the community each and every day. So if I have, like, a local, you know, official on my dial, I'll be able to do that. They don't necessarily have to be on my team, but I gotta be able to pick up my red phone and call them whenever, right? So that's one. And then also...
Mm-hmm. Right. Wait, real quick. Remember what we was just talking about on the last Revive segment that I spoke to you on? And we was talking about how we got these people appointed and stuff like that. Shouldn't you be your own councilwoman? Shouldn't you be that person that can move forward and make moves, and you don't have to answer to nobody? And, like, as far as what your people want, you know what your people want. You're amongst your people.
Yes, sir. I agree with you on that. But you have to understand, everything isn't for everybody. So I don't see myself going into an office and representing myself as, hey, I'm X, Y, and Z, and I'm your councilwoman. No. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get the information that I need from the councilmen and councilwomen that I trust, who is on my team or part of my team. And then I'll be able to rely that information or, you know, give back that information to the community that I'm speaking to each and every time that I bless these airwaves. So that is my goal of having one of them on my team. So that's why I put them on my team. But also I would need some kind of a person who is in, you know, in the streets, somebody who's actually in the streets every day, all day, physically out there talking to them. So what they call them is like a street team. So I would design maybe two or three people to be part of a street team for me, who like literally are in the streets at all time, passing out flyers, getting that word to word, you know, data that we're looking for, that, you know, friend to friend kind of feeling, you know, that friendly neighbor kind of feeling. So I need a street team. And then lastly, not least, I just need my girl Tab Money. It's a force to be reckoned with. So we got a council member, we got a lawyer, and we got a street team. Tab gonna do the rest. I don't even need no financial people, because Tab got that part, you know what I'm saying? I don't gotta pay her for that, so I'm good. And then I got Harmony the Goddess, you know what I'm saying? She gonna reach out to all and everybody that I need her to reach out to. So other than that, I'm good. Like, I don't really need nothing. I got, you know, my girl Truha, and I got my girl Tally. We in there. We a force to be reckoned with. And we can't forget about my man Keith Taylor, you know what I'm saying? Because he got to articulate the analytics for me to break it down on the radio. You feel me? So I got a team. You hear me? I just got to add the lawyer and the councilman and the street team, and I'm going to be good.
You were talking about a team, not a community. A team, not a community.
Definitely. So I'm going to get into, like, on a larger scale, like how E talking, I'm going to get into a community and what I will look for in my ideal group. So, again, I'm going to go with PLC. We definitely need a lawyer. We definitely need an accountant. I definitely need a farmer. I definitely got to have a farmer on my team to get the fresh produce and the fresh livestock. I definitely also need a tailor. I happen to have a tailor on my team right now to help us get this Revive gear popping. So, and if I can also have a manufacturer, an in-house manufacturer on my team, that would be super lit. And then on a general basis, I would want my group to be Black. I would want my group to be millennials. And I would also want my group to be entrepreneurs and artists as well. And again, bringing this up now and early is because the holidays are coming soon. So, you know, we're going to be spending our money come November.
And December.
I know my grandma started spending money come November 1st for the holidays, for the Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's season. Our $1.3 trillion spending power, buying power is in jeopardy right now. And if we are to practice group economics, we can circulate that dollar among the community and keep some for ourselves. So, so the second part of this question is, what does your group deem to be valuable? So I like E's responses for what does his group deem as valuable. I'm going to just give an example of what my group would deem to be valuable, and that would be peace, love, and light, starting off. We all got to have a mutual respect
always
for one another.
Yes, agreed.
And then we also, another value would be to have the dollar circulate at least 5 times before it leaves our community or our group. Another thing that we would deem valuable would to be make sure everybody's doing financial reporting on a quarterly basis. Just little minute things that we deem to value that we all stick together. The whole thing is that all of our core values have to line up for this group to function healthy. And again, the power in group economics is leveraging resources. So using the group resources to our advantage includes but not limited to investment. So it's basically the supply and the demand.
Yes, yes. And we want to know what people, what the audience also feels like, the listeners also feel like, you know, how they feel and what kind of group would they put together for whatever, you know, venture or, you know, career, whatever they're trying to start. So make sure you guys give us a call right now, 215-490-9832. You listen to your girl Tab Money with Tab Money Habits. She's on here to educate you guys, man. She's on here to educate you guys about financial literacy. So yes, engage with her each and every second and fourth Wednesday. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. Or you can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. Any questions or comments you may have. Yo, Tab, we got one comment on Twitter and they said, I don't know, I guess the bank was free.
So I did want to go back and to reiterate what he said about the Freedman's Bank. I'm gonna give y'all a little background to it. On March 3rd, 1865, President Abe Lincoln tried to improve the financial circumstances of Blacks by creating a bank in 1865 for the 4 million new emancipated slaves and veterans. He signed a charter that created the Freedmen's Savings and Trust Company, commonly known as the Freedmen's Bank. And John Hope Bryant, the CEO of Financial Empowerment Nonprofit Operations Hope, said it was our best shot to reset slavery. So that's kind of going into what group economics is and how we was able to fund the bank, because according to the U.S. Treasury, about 100,000 Black individuals and institutions amassed $57 million in the bank, Washington, D.C.'s headquarters, and its 37 cities and 17 states and multiple branches. So that's the power that we had with group economics back then. I just want to reiterate that so we can get back into that habit, into that group, into that vibe. Because the institution was created to help Blacks build savings, create wealth, learn about capital, in addition to embracing the first brush with capitalism and wealth building, the Black community used the foundation to create community service organizations and rebuild after slavery.
That's good, Tab.
And I feel like we're going through a mental slavery right now. So in order for us to get through this slavery right now, we need to get into the power economics, and group economics and understand the supply and the demand. And that's how group economics functions. It functions through supply and the demand. So we circulate the dollar within the group. And for another example, so Company A supplies Company B's demand, and we build a sustainable relationship. So, again, how we can even say for the Time for an Awakening and the Revive platform, Company Revive is supplying Company Time for an Awakening.
With the best radio show in the city of Philadelphia. You dig? We everywhere. We global. You know what I'm saying? Say that again so I can get my shout out again. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Say, now you got it.
Yeah, but it's that demand. And what we're doing right now is fostering growth, expansion, because you already know we just expanded to DG Radio on Mondays. It creates jobs and it circulates the dollars. So now that POC, once we start growing and expanding, we're able to pay some of our volunteers. We're able to add people to the team, get them part-time, full-time salaries, and different things like that as well, and help them live out their passion and their artistries as well.
Yes, that's called a living brand, man. That's the definition of a living brand.
Yes, you already know. And then going back to the benefits of why we should do this, or the reasons why we should practice group economics, is just because it gives us ownership of our actions within our community. So actually now I know that I'm participating in my community. I know that I'm contributing to my community. I'm not just out here and just let time go past. I'm actually participating and being involved. And then it also, for our $1.3 trillion buying power, it circulates among our community. So again, we all know that right now, currently, it circulates one time in the Black community before it leaves out. And the Jewish community is about 12, and the Asian community is about 7 or 20, maybe up to now. So we just want to get our dollars circulating amongst ourselves before it leaves out. And again, if we can start with the goal of circulating five times before it leaves the group or the community, that's a great start. And then also,
that's a hell of a
sustainable
start.
What you say?
I said that would be a hell of a start, because we don't even understand that. You know what I mean? Sometimes we just have to start. That's the key word, just starting.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Point.
So
just
if we,
somewhere.
Yeah, like start.
And then lastly, one of the last benefits is to build sustainable communities for the average folks. So again, so now we're able to create jobs. We're able to give other people jobs. We're able to help other businesses thrive and grow. So now we can be able to create affordable housing, affordable health care, and just be able to help the American GPD grow as a whole. So,
I can't wait.
Yeah,
I cannot wait.
You cannot wait. I mean, you just gotta get your group started, and that's what I need y'all to do. So right now I have examples of practicing group economics, which you can do in your everyday life. For all the listeners out there, practical application, which you can do to get started now with group economics, is to start a business, support a Black-owned business, hire Black workers, open an account at a Black bank. And that's what I'm lacking on right now, because if it was one way that I can practice group economics right now for my Black community that I have been, it's been on my brain, but I haven't actually executed, it's opening an account at a Black bank.
I haven't done that either. I've been looking them up, but I'm like, yo, I'm stuck with this credit union because I don't want to pay no fees at the ATM. I ain't going to hold you.
I mean, I'm probably keeping my credit union too, just keep a little bit of bread. And then, like I said, we got to have multiple stashes. So I think in my neighborhood, we got Industrial Bank. So I think, before this year is out, I have to do that. I'm going to have to make that a priority. And I was just discussing, like, what I have to do to karate chop all my to-do goals for 2017, even though I think I exceeded my expectations for 2017 already.
Yeah, I just said that,
that's
really.
That's going to be on my list right now, to where I got these last 2 months.
You know who else having a good 2017?
Who?
Gucci, man. He just got married, Tab. Gucci was looking like $1 trillion. They ain't saved no money on this wedding. You hear me? They should have listened to Tab. So, so icy, man. So icy. He had on a diamond bow tie. You hear me, Tab? So this man should have been listening to Tab Money Habits. Maybe they would have saved some money on that wedding. You hear me? They went all the way out.
He already hip. That's where he at right now.
You right. He got married today, man.
Some of them other things that you can do to practice group economics. You can also attend community events. You can create a community garden. You can start black schools. You can create trust funds for your children. And you can also start a community investment group with your friends and your family. So those are just a few to name. The most, I want to say, easiest thing that you can do is just spend your money at black-owned businesses if that's your group that you're choosing to support. But if it's a millennial business or art, just make sure you spend your money there. And then also, if you can, I do recommend that you start a business. At least file for an LLC at least one point in your life.
Agreed.
Yeah, even if you do nothing with it.
But I got a question, though, right, Tab? So you say you guys support black-owned business, and I support black-owned businesses all the way. I'm a black-owned business. You know what I mean? I'm a black owner of a business. It be like that sometimes, right? But the thing about it is, like, what if all your friends have a business? Like, is it your job to support all your friends' businesses, or are you just supposed to support the friends' businesses that you actually like? Like, do you have to go spend a dollar with every black business that, you know, you are in connections with?
I don't necessarily say you have to spend all your money with one particular community just to do so. Support the businesses that support you. And then also just have some morals and some integrity while doing so. You know, if you're going to a negative business owner, I would check them on their character before I check them on what type of business they are. And if you want support, you can support. If you choose not to support, that's up to you. But I just want to let you know that, still picking it back off what we're saying, like, reasons why you should just, like, effortlessly just support any black business, because one out of every 10 Asians own a business, one out of every 35 white own a business, one out of 54 Hispanic owns a business, and one out of 104 black own a business. And black spend $3.3 billion per year on tobacco. That includes Lucy's, cigarettes, Rolex, blunts, all that extra. $3 billion per year on alcohol, $29.3 billion on clothes, $19 billion on cell phone services.
And no.
With 50% using smartphones, and $9 billion a year on hair care.
Yo, I was just about to say, in the crazy part of all those industries you just named, one, it's very rare to find an African-American who actually owns their own, you know, marijuana dispensary or marijuana, you know, growing plant or anything of that nature. Then it's very rare that you find an African-American who actually owns their own liquor distributing company. It's different if you own a liquor brand. You don't actually distribute that liquor. You know what I mean? You still have to call somebody to create and, you know, package and all of that stuff for you. You're not the distributor of that. You just own the label that's on the bottle, which is a difference. You know what I mean? I learned that with the whole Ciroc thing. I had to look it up because at one time P. Diddy was out here tricking everybody, even though I'm on my P. Diddy wave, but he not the distributor of Ciroc. So it's a difference. So he don't really technically own it like Master P was saying a little bit earlier. You know what I'm saying? And then also when it comes down to this hair care product, it's, we don't own the distribute right. We only own the labels. So it's so much harder for us to actually, you know, be in that position of power, like, you know, Master P was saying earlier. Like, Master P actually owns that co-ed basketball league that he started. He owns the distributing rights. He owns the jerseys. He owns, you know, anybody who comes through to sponsor. He is that person that they have to see versus, you know, people who are just label owners, if that makes sense. Did I break it that down right, Ted?
You broke it down because it's basically, I was, even when I was listening earlier when you were talking about Master P and you were talking about ownership, that's really what we want, what we have to do if we want to take a, to see the next step of this peaceful protest that Kaepernick has started. We literally have to hit them in their pocket, and then the pockets have to be, literally we have to start our own NFL. And we have to start our own NBA, but I'm just waiting on LeBron to be like, yeah, I'm about to be over here in the state ball league. And then I don't even know who's famous in the football, who, like, famous enough and who well-respected in the league to be a leader, to be like, yeah, yeah, I'm about to boycott this. I'm about to quit, and I'm about to go play for Master P and Kaepernick real quick, who trying to come with me. Definitely. So I know LeBron has that respect in the league. He can do that for the NBA, but he's not about to do it because, again, they don't, they got selfish reasons. They want, don't want to hurt their pocket for the.
But LeBron giving up money. That's one thing I could say. LeBron is definitely giving up his money. He's just like a Colin.
He's doing what he can for right now. But it's like how y'all was talking about earlier with the Band-Aid. Like you putting a Band-Aid over some.
Exactly.
I'm trying to heal it so it don't come back.
Exactly. All right, I'm digging that one. Definitely digging that one. Definitely. But people have to understand that you have to be, or you have to generate your own distribution company in order to actually be in, you know, a position of power, in my opinion. You know what I mean? So many clothing brands, is so many people in our generation, because, you know, we sold popcorn. Everybody got a, you know, something. Everybody got a brand. Everybody got a mixtape, this, things of that nature. But they're not their own, you know, distribution company. So we still have to go through third-party companies to actually get us the hoodies, get us the sweatpants, get us the socks, get us the headbands, things of that nature. So we don't technically own, you know, everything that we're doing, because we're still kicking out bread to other people, making them rich all at the same time while we're trying to come up. So that's one thing that our generation does not know, huh?
I said agree, because that literally, that's what it is. Because, like, even my mentor, Dame Dash, he got me hip. He was like, even for, like, the artists, the main thing that we really need help with, and this is pointed out, is with marketing and distribution.
Exactly.
So most of those are the key two things that we outsource for.
Exactly.
So thinking about if we were able to have companies and situations where we can own the marketing, where we can own distribution, and we don't have to outsource to these companies that are culture vultures or races and all these other
who can raise the prices at any time. You can be dealing with these distribution companies for, you know, 30 plus years, and then they go bankrupt and they're like, you know what, nah, I need 75 cent for each letter instead of 25 cent for each letter. You know what I'm saying? So it's a big difference when you are the the distributor, and when you're just, you know, a label owner. It's a big difference. You just own the label on that clothing, but you do not actually own that sweatshirt. You just own the label on that sweatshirt, because it still say Hanes when you sell it to me. You know what I'm saying? My friends always try to sell me a t-shirt, like, and try screen print it on. I'm like, all right, boom. And then I go put the shirt on and things say Hanes. I'm like, bruh, like, what's up? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that. Where's your label? You know what I'm saying? Where's your ownership of it all? So that just, you know, kind of sort of just pulls me back away from air quoting and sometimes not supporting black owned business, because of they're not understanding what it fully means to be a business owner. They just want to jump out there and say, oh, I have my own brand, I have this, I have that. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing that I'm learning as, you know, this Russell Brand movement is taking off, that we, you know, are starting to get our own labels. You know what I'm saying? That's why when Tab said we got our own, you know, our own plug, we got our own plug. Just know Russell Brand about to pop. Like, we need our own labels in our clothes. You know, we not about to be selling the Free Up Yourself hoodie with a Hanes logo. Like, it just don't match with me, because Hanes owned that hoodie. You know what I'm saying? Tab, how you feeling? Am I going on a tangent? Like, am I going in the right direction with that?
You went in the right direction, but I would just let you get your rocks off.
Nah, because I'm just saying, like, when it comes to supporting these black-owned businesses out here, some of them are so popcorn because they microwave their business so fast that it's hard to support them, because they're not doing what they need to do in order to have a sustainable business. They just want to be hip because everybody else hip and everybody else got this and everybody else got that. So I just wanted to put that message out there to all the black owned businesses out there that, you know, if you really want somebody to support your black owned business, you still have to do it the legitimate way. Become your own distribution. Like, just be your own distributor. Become just your own
quality.
Distribution
my
company.
Whole, my thing is just quality over quantity.
Exactly.
Like, if you want to create a business, just make sure it's of quality, whatever you do it. And it's just a thing, especially if you got putting positive, great energy into it. It's just a thing. And then as long as you link up with a group of like minds that are willing to support you economically and support your business economically, then you should be able to thrive in that community at least, at a bare minimum. And just to wrap up today's segment on group economics, if you was checking out my Twitter or my Instagram page where you see I posted basically just like an example of group economics, if the black community, the Jewish community, the Asian community, and the white community, we were all starting off at $1,000 balance, what it would look like in the current economic model. We give $800 to the Jewish community, who are the apartment owners. We give $20 to the Asian community, who are the restaurant owners, aka the carryout.
Shout out to the restaurant owners.
We give $5 to the white community, who are the check cashing owners. So when we go cash that check on Friday, instead of having
paying them all the
free
time.
Direct deposit, we're gonna go to the check cashing place and give the white community $5 every time we get paid. So that's how current market is. Like, every time we get paid, we are literally losing $175. Well, we end up with $175 from our $1,000 because we had to pay rent, of course. Our money leaving the black community, going to the Jewish community. We have to support restaurant owners because we got to eat. We don't eat fresh foods. We don't cook every night. We eat out every night. So then now we have $20 leaving the black community, going to the Asian community. And we got to cash our check because we know we need cash, and we're not trying to fool with no bank because we don't trust the bank. So now we got $5 leaving the black community and going to the white community, which leaves the black community with $175.
Exactly.
It's just Friday.
And it's really, and the thing about it is, in our community, it's only certain things at this point that you can actually purchase, you know, in our community with that, you know, remaining $110. So that is the actual problem there. I do understand your problem by saying we're actually kicking our money out to other communities, but it's like when we get back to our community, once again, what I was saying, that it's really not anything in there that for us to purchase. If we're, as African Americans, if we're not going to make sure that we are running our businesses the legitimate way for us to want to spend our money as freely and easily as we do in these other communities. You know what I'm saying? Like, we always complain about, oh, it's a black owned deli down the street, but that black owned deli, you know, always rude every time I get to the counter, or they don't know how to count change, or they're not doing something you know, respectfully in order for me to be, you know, wanting to come back over and over and over again. I gotta pay 50 cents for some ketchup. I'm like, dang, I thought I came down here because that's what the white man was charging me. You know what I'm saying? But I agree with you though.
And that's my point, because the white man gonna charge you and the Asian's gonna charge you too. So my thing is still, so what? I'm going to be, yeah, so what? And still shop at the black business too. Because even when you go into the carryouts that are predominantly Asian-owned, they're rude as F. Like, they give no
rude
crap about their customers. They're going to serve you up because they know you fiends and you're going to come here every day.
Exactly.
Every time you get paid, you're going to spend this money. So, and they don't care about the character. They don't care about the morale. They don't care about the integrity that goes into their business. They know, regardless of how they're
keep
treated,
coming back,
their customers are treated, which is the black community, that the black community is still going to spend their money.
Over and over again. Because it's on each and every corner in our community. So it's impossible impossible to not come back. Like, it's impossible. That's just like a McDonald's. You see a roach in a McDonald's and it's you like, oh, I'm not eating McDonald's no more. No, because it's right up the street and it's super convenient. We gonna flee up there and go get it at the same McDonald's we just seen the roach in. So I definitely agree with you, but it's just certain things that as a business owner now, I'm just looking at before I spend my dollar. But Tab, we do have to go ahead and wrap up this segment of Tab Money Habits. I do have my next guest on the line. I'm trying to get to the next guest. We got your girl Casino Diamond Man Tab. She's straight out the DMV. Make sure you tune in to her right now, man. I'm sure she got something for the streets.
And let me, before we close out, let me just go ahead and break down the last, if you were swiping on the last slide, the ideal economic model would be to have the starting bonus, the starting balance at 1,000. And then we have Black-owned apartment owners, we have Black-owned restaurant owners, and we have Black-owned check cashing places. So now we are able to, the money becomes greater than 1,000 because it is reinvested in it. Into the community through new jobs and services that meet the new demand. So now that, we have $800, we have $20, we have $5, all going back to the Black community, because now we have Black apartment owners, Black restaurant owners, and Black check cashing owners. And that's the ideal economic model that we need to set up. And just for Tamara's sake, we need y'all to be morally and have y'all character right when y'all set up these Black-owned
businesses.
That's
all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Like, that's not keep the trend going. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to complain about the Asians being rude. We're going to complain about the Caucasians being rude. We're going to play, complain about the Arabs being rude. Then why we got to be rude too? You know what I'm saying? Let's switch the culture. Let's change the culture. When you walk into a Black-owned business, oh, I love Black people. I love Black businesses because they do X, Y, and Z. They go, the extra mile. They take the extra initiative to make sure that you will be a satisfied customer. You know, when you leave my store, you're going to feel like taking a survey. You know what I'm saying? Because you just had such a great experience with my customer service. You know what? I'm going to fill a survey out for you. I'm filling you right now. You know what I'm saying? When we leave in different places, we don't want to do no survey. Y'all just piss me off. Get out of my face. You know what I'm saying? But Tab, go ahead and give yourself a shout out before we wrap up this segment.
Hey, just shout out to the fam for real. It's that season. It's harvest season right now. So make sure you stay with your close ones. And you just knit up for real, get close, and just keep your tunnel vision popping and do what you gotta do. It's harvest season, plant these seeds in the darkness, and we'll wait around to next spring and see what we blown with.
I'm with it, man. Definitely get your hibernation on this winter, man. Stay to yourself and make that money. Do what you got to do to grow. Everybody about this grinding life. I'm with that grinding life, too. But you got to grow in that grind. You hear me? Each and every day.
It's that season to prove. To see
exactly.
You about that life.
Exactly.
It's the weed out the week right here. The season, like, if you know if you pump faking or not, if you really true to this.
Exactly. But that's your girl, Tab Money, with Tab Money Habits, each and every second and fourth Wednesday on Revive. Make sure you guys tune into your girl, Tab Money. Make sure you hit us up at Revive_POC on both Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you got any questions for your girl, Tab Money, we're going to make sure she get those questions so she can get those answers out to you guys. And once again, the number to call in, if you ever got any questions for your girl, Tab Money, 215-490-9832. She'll be back on 2 weeks from now. Follow up. Yo, Tab, you got to.
Routines, creating habits.
Already. Yo, Tab, it's getting out. Just like you said earlier, it's holiday season. So you need to now get into that tune of saving and don't be out here spending. Because next month, they got this famous holiday that come after. What's the other one? Thanksgiving.
Black
right?
Friday.
You know what I'm saying? People don't even think about Thanksgiving no more. They think about Black Friday. So we need to break those habits. We need to be changing those habits with this Black Friday coming up November.
Friday. Small Business Saturday, y'all need to figure out what group of economics y'all going to support, because it's going to be hella Black-owned businesses that are going to be open that you can support on Black Friday. You don't have to go to the mall. You don't have to go to Nordstrom's. You don't got to go to JCPenney's. You can go to a local Black-owned business or small business on Saturday or Friday and support.
And Sunday, because you can definitely hit us up on collegeboundentertainment.com and go order that Russell Brand gear, too. So that's Cyber Sunday. Okay. Make sure you got that on and pop it. Cyber Monday. Make sure you get that on and pop it. Tab, once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Revive today. I appreciate you. Thank you for spreading the love, spreading the word. Man, I got to go to a quick commercial break right after that. I got my girl, Cash. Man, I'm so excited, man. Casino Diamond is coming on the Revive platform. I told you I'm fangirling all day, man. I'm really, really, truly feeling this DMV artist today, man. She'll be right back after this commercial break. She'll be right on with us. You know what time it is. It's me, your girl, PLC.
Oh, here it goes. Everybody out there, go run and tell your homeboys and homegirls it's time for Keenan and Kel. To keep you laughing in the afternoon, so don't touch that dial on read the room. Cause they always in the summer frontin' and you don't wanna miss it. It's double K like to the good way. Yes, Keenan and Kel, I should've said Kel and Keenan, and you gotta watch Keenan, cause Keenan be scheming with a plan or a plot to make it to the top, but they kinda in the middle cause they always getting caught. This ain't the Hardy Boys or a next true mystery. It's just Keenan and Kel in your vicinity, like Siegfried and Roy, Abbott and Costello, Magic and Kareem, or Penn and Teller. Somebody's in trouble.
I'm Anthony, and I'm here to talk to you about Rethink Breast Cancer's Your Man Reminder. It's an app that gives you regular reminders to check your breasts from a hot guy of your choice.
Hey there. How you doing? Hey, baby.
It also shows you how to check yourself.
Hello. With a little something we like to call TLC.
The T stands for touch. Start by touching your breasts in any way that feels comfortable for you. Try to be familiar with them and the way that they feel. You know, you can do this anywhere, like on your bed, in the mirror, or even in the shower. Now, the L in TLC stands for look, and for this one, you're going to need to use your eyes.
Be on the lookout for anything unusual, and if you want to, have a friend check you out.
And finally, the C in TLC stands for check. If you notice anything out of the ordinary, even if you're not sure, check with your doctor. Isn't that right, doctor?
That's right, Anthony. You see, TLC is a great way to help detect breast cancer early.
Download Rethink Breast Cancer's Your Man Reminder app today. Now available for free in the App Store.
Yes, 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 yes. We are back live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we're back on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Or you can go directly to TuneIn or the website. You can download the app or go directly to the website and just search Time for an Awakening. You hit Meet Your Girl POC live on your airways each and every winning Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And we are going live this Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you better tune in for the Sunday edition of Revive each and every Sunday going down starting at 11 a.m. Wake up, wake up, wake up with me, your girl POC. You know that morning radio that just get the crust out your eye? That's me. That's going to be me on your airways this Sunday starting at 11 a.m. So make sure you guys tune in. But we are going to get into our next guest here on Revive. And I'm extremely excited to be speaking with this next guest, man. She blessed me. She don't even know how she gave me a blessing. Her voice is a blessing. I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to be fangirling all night, man. I ain't even going to hold you. But yes, Harmony, who we got coming up on the Revive platform?
So we are so great to invite Diamond Mitchell. She's born and raised in Washington, D.C., and she goes by the name of Casino Diamond. She just dropped her first project, R&B Poetry, on iTunes and also streaming on Apple Music and Spotify. Welcome to the Revive platform, Casino Diamond.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. How y'all doing?
We good. We good. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. I'm at work, to be honest, but I'm with y'all, though.
That's what I'm saying. I was just saying that a little bit early. I'm like, yo, because I'm not even going to lie. I'm a fan of yours. I'm a true fan of yours. So I listen to almost every video you've been posting, right? And you always in this particular background. I'm like, yo, she's at work just feeling it. She's like, you know what? I gotta go make mine while I'm making mine. You hear me? And I love what you're doing, man. I love what you're doing. How did you actually get started with the music?
I actually been singing since I was a kid, but, you know, I really got serious as I got older. The older I got, the more serious I got.
I found
out about studios that I can actually go into. You know, I thought it was like a famous thing, like only famous people go into studios to make music, you know, like around the age of 12. So I'm thinking, you know, I got to have a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
As I got older, you know, $35 an hour, I can do that. $40, I can do that. That ain't nothing. And then, you know, it just went up from there.
And you
when
just,
I got 21 and I was able to drink, it was all over after that. I was doing everything.
I'm with you on that, man. Man, you have such a beautiful voice. I know you heard this over and over and over again, but you definitely have such a beautiful voice. How did you come up with the name Casino Diamond? Like, how did you come up with that?
We used to do these little dance shows, like, at these lesbian clubs, you know how they be throwing the little shows and stuff?
Uh-huh.
But we didn't actually, like, take our clothes off or nothing like that. We just was, like, a Chris Brown and them people. You know, we was messing them up. And my friend was like, you need a dance name. And I was like, a dance name? Well, my name just can't be Diamond. She was like, no, I want to call you Chip. And I said, I don't want to be called Chip.
No.
I don't like that name. And then she was like, well, you like to gamble. Why don't you call yourself Casino? And I was like, okay, I kind of like that. I could do that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she passed away in a car accident, and I just stuck with the name, and I just put it in front of my name, and I just went with it like that.
That makes sense. That makes sense, man. That made the collaborative effort right there. Definitely take some collaborative effort there sometimes. Yo, so I do want to talk about this Instagram video you posted yesterday. It was all about staying humble and things of that nature. Why did you feel the need to make that, you know, put that message out there to remind people that through everything you're going through, even if you get, you know, where you feel like you need to be, you still got to remain humble? Why you feel like you had to be the one to express and put that message out there to the people?
I don't know if it's just me or, you know, if it's a couple of people that feel the same way I do. I just feel like everybody should be real and everybody should stay humble. Like, don't let too many things go to your head, you know. And people take this Instagram thing a little too far. You know, they get a couple of followers and just say they're billionaires all of a sudden. Like, I mean, where the money at, you know? Like, at least wait till you get there to act like that. Man, don't act like that right now. It's not time for that. I just seen it with my own eyes. People just realize to change up. And I'm like, you changing up? I'm telling you, he going to take it from you. And within the blink of an eye, God will take it from you. He don't bless people like that. You just got to stay humble, be patient. You got to treat people how they treat you. You know what I mean? Even if they don't treat you good, I still treat people the way I want to be treated regardless. You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
I'm going to get my blessing. I ain't going to block none of them.
You
want to be a hater? Be a hater, baby. I mean, I'm not going to hate back, you know. I love everybody.
I'm with you. So would you say that, you know, I know, were you raised in the DMV area?
Yeah, I'm from here.
awesome. So would you say that you your style of music and how you do different, you know, collabs and different features and things like that, would you say it stems from your roots of the DMV area, or how, or have you branched off from different books or different things you you know, you saw as you were traveling and things like that? Like, how do you get your style? How do you get your flavor? Because the way your voice moves, you can go up, you can go down, you can go soprano, you know what I mean? You can do so many different things with the style of your voice. So how do you find that that style? Like, how do you, how have you found that flavor for yourself?
I mean, it's basically the way, like, I feel. Like, I sing off the way I feel on the inside. So it's really not about where I come from. It's about how I feel.
Okay.
So even when I write music or songs that I like, if I feel that, I'm singing that. Like, if I feel that, I'm writing that and I'm singing that. Mm-hmm. It's like Anthony Hamilton and Life Jenner. Some people with that soul, it just always, if you make me feel some type of way, that's it. It ain't about where I'm from. D.C., you know, it put the swag up in there a little bit. You know, D.C. got a lot of swag, mm-hmm. you know. But other than that, I just sing based on how I feel. So all that soul and all that good stuff that you hear is because I feel that way.
That's how you
and
feel.
And if I don't feel that way, you ain't going to hear that. You know what I mean?
I'm with you on that, definitely. Would you say that the DMV area is showing you love? You know how sometimes you get that stigma coming from the DMV area? Because I grew up in Landover myself. So you know how sometimes you get that stigma that reputation that you always get, like DMV, they be some haters, they always trying to put you down. It's that crab in a barrel mentality. Do you think that they that the DMV area is actually showing you love and, you know, coming and supporting everything that you're doing at this point?
Oh yeah, you got some and you got some on the other end, you know, but I make it hard for them because I'm so nice and I'm just so mean.
Agreed.
It's hard to hate on me, you know.
Agreed.
What I mean? So either you're gonna love me or you're gonna hate me, but most people in DC love me, you know. I just think DC is a tough crowd. Like, we too hip to a lot of things and we don't go for nothing. Either you got it or you don't. So if you don't got it all the way, DC ain't gonna show you no love, you know what I mean? It's like we the judges down here. Like, people think somebody can sing from over there and we hear him and we like, that is not singing. Like, what was that? Like, how do they think that sounds good? Like, we just gonna keep it real with you. We real mm-hmm. blunt down here, you know, and I don't think DC no haters. I just think people ain't tough enough out here. And DC give you a lot of tough love, and they not gonna let you slide with anything. And they're not about to tell you sound good if you don't. You know what I mean?
Definitely. So,
DC, I'm with us. I mean, I ain't tripping off DC, man.
Put us on, man. You got to put us on, man. You got to put us on. Somebody got to put you on with you. Shy Glizzy, you know, Gold Links, Wale. Somebody got to throw that real quick, real fast. And Fat Trail just got out too as well. So I feel it for you, man. I feel it for you, Casino. I feel like it's really about it. Somebody got to throw that real quick. Yo, so how has the project been for you since you just released your new project? Like, how has the project been for you? How are you feeling? I see you just performed a couple weeks ago. Like, how has that feeling, how has that rush been for you?
I mean, it's been great. And, you know, I ain't going to tell you how much coin's been up on there, but I'm getting a lot of coins, so that means a lot of people buying it.
That's what's
you
up.
Know? I got a lot of supporters. I got people out here, you know, they know the whole song. You know what I mean? I got my gang out there. Shout out to them, the Nala Bunny gang, you know, OTF, everybody who's supporting me, you know what I mean? Everybody love the kid. I ain't got no complaints, man. I don't really know too many people that don't like me. I mean, come on, man. Like, if you hating on me, man, why? That's all I want.
You know what I'm saying? It's the glow up. It be like that. You know what I'm saying? You start walking and you just smiling for no reason. People like, why are you smiling? You know what I'm saying? People be mad. But I'm feeling you on that. So have you picked your favorite song off the project yet? Like, have you just picked that one thing? Like, yo, I cannot wait to perform this song tonight. Like, what's your favorite song on the project you can just not wait to perform?
Mine is basically the F All Them Niggas, that song.
Okay, okay.
That's my favorite song. That's my favorite song. You know, it's a message behind it. You know, it's basically like, you know how a woman or a man can just talk to endless people at one time, like have all these people, and it's that one person that you just really need to pay attention to because that's the one. People don't really be doing that. So I'm like, F all them other niggas. They don't mess with you like I mess with you. You know what I mean? And I just want somebody to realize that out there in the world today, you know.
I'm with you on I would, you guys, sometimes you gotta put the subliminals in there just for them to understand it, because if you tell them up front, they still not gonna understand. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you gotta go indirect just to be direct. It be like that sometimes. People don't catch on that quick. You know what I'm saying?
You got your little boo, you know, if you sick, you know, you got that one person who gonna call you and ask you, are you okay? Do you need some tea? Do you need some soup? You know what I mean? Somebody out there that you talk to who really care about you, but you worry about everybody else, or this other nigga you talking to that you call and ask for a couple dollars and they say they ain't got it. You know, forget all of them. Now you need to pay attention. That's all I'm saying. Pay attention to right in front of you.
I'm with you. And by you saying paying attention, right, that mixed with a little bit of like motivation, because you got to stay focused. You got to stay motivated in order to pay attention, right? So how do you stay focused? How do you stay motivated? Like, what's keeping you to stay focused and motivated at this point?
To be honest, I don't really do nothing but go to work, you know? I go to work, I get the money, and I go home. It's very rare that I go out. My best friend, Slim Jenkins, she moved to Atlanta. So, like, I don't really be doing too much, so I'm focused. I know where I want to go, I know where I'm at, and I know where I need to be. So I'm trying to get there by any means necessary. So I'm going to go to work, I'm going to get the money, I'm going to go home, I'm going to write some music, I'm going to give me a couple beats and put my headphones on, you know, a little glass of wine on the side, roll me up one.
I'm feeling it, man. I got to come one of your studio sessions, like a listening session, just be in the back listening, man. I would definitely love to feel that vibe one time. I know your vibes in the studio be on point.
Oh, my vibes everywhere be on point, baby. Come on, join us. Join the team.
Got
okay,
you.
Come on to the studio one time. I don't mind.
Definitely. But I got a couple questions, too. One of my Twitter friends actually asked as well. Somebody on Twitter actually reached out and said, because you are in the LGBT community, how do you stay so relevant? Like, how do you make sure that you stay so relevant in that community?
Because I really don't focus on my sexuality when it comes to my music. I don't make the kind of songs that make the world feel uncomfortable or other people can't relate to. I make songs for everybody, you know what I mean? So it's like I make songs that guys want to listen to, straight women want to sing, you know, gay men want to sing. I make music for everybody, Spanish people, anybody want to hear these songs that I be making. I don't really focus on that LGBT stuff, you know. A lot of artists, they do that. And they sing songs about, you know, how gay they are, and it's like a whole gay album, and it's just like you gotta expand, you gotta think outside the box, you gotta realize that it's okay to be gay, but you know, you gotta make music that other people also want to listen to. You know what I mean? Straight girls don't want to hear about how gay girls is, you know, kissing on other gay girls, and you know,
makes sense. It makes
men
sense.
Men don't want to hear that either. You know, they want to hear just music,
some vibes.
You know?
They want to hear some
really
vibes.
Put no label on it. Like when I sing, sometimes you might hear girl, but I really don't say too much nothing. You know what I mean? I don't put no label on who I'm singing to or who I'm referring to. It'd be like more like I'm just singing, and a man or a woman can put themselves in that shoe. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I definitely understand what you're saying. And you know, someone who actually jumped out and is doing that themselves, and they now have, you know, a platform on a whole nother scale, is Young M.A. How do you feel about her music and how she popped off last year, you know, with her song? Do you think that she's going in the right direction and everything with her music?
Yeah, she just being herself, you know what I mean? And she don't really focus on that lesbian stuff either. She's basically talking about how street she is, and you know men like that, you know what I mean? That's just her swag. She's swagging it out. And actually, before she even popped off, the song that popped off, I was listening to it over and over again. I said, this song is the song. Like, if she promotes this song right, if she market this song right, it's gonna pop off. I was just in the house, but they grow though. And when it's time to pop, because that song went out way before she even popped, you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to it, and I knew that song would do that. And it did it. I was like, I knew that was
that song hit the charts, man. It hit the charts.
It just did it. And I'm happy for it, man. Open up that door. I feel like she just opened up the doors for a lot of us, man. And, you know, you got haters, but who cares about them? You know, she opened up that door, and I'm with her, man. I'm rocking with Shawty all the way to the end just because, you know, it's a little root over here. It's a little
be like that.
Root
I'm with
we got
you
over here. You know what I mean?
I'm definitely with you on
really
that one.
Done it before.
And so like when it comes to the different, you know, the different genres of music and things like that, do you box yourself in when it comes to the genre of music? Do you say, you know, I'm an R&B singer or I do hip hop or things like that? Do you box yourself in?
Not really. I actually trying to figure out how to do this pop thing. I just got this beat, and it's just like it's something that Rihanna do something to, you know, like, but it's like over there, like it's taking me out of my comfort zone. Like I'm very comfortable with R&B and soul and hip hop, but this beat that I got, it's gonna be something different, real different for me. And I'm gonna be somewhere else with this one.
I can't wait till you drop that. But you named the album R&B Poetry. So it's like you got a mixture of that, like Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu, you know, Marsha Ambrosia kind of feeling. So like, would you say that that's the direction you're going in, or are you trying to, you feel it, you trying to feel all kinds of the waves, all kinds of the, you know, vibrations the music giving off?
Yeah, I'm trying to feel all those waves. I want to be all those waves. Don't leave me out of none of them waves.
I'm with you.
I don't care if we go down to Texas and I get some of that other kind of music up there. You understand what I'm saying?
Chopping screw.
I'm trying to be down with everybody. I want all types of music coming out of this body. So I know I can do it. And I be feeling all types of music too, but I just don't be writing all types of music. But I got to get into that.
Okay.
My best friend be telling me sometimes, you need to listen to this. You need to listen to people from here. You need to listen to people from everywhere. I say, okay, I'm going to listen to some of these people. Yeah, I'm listening to them too.
Check them out real quick. So also when it comes to, you know, like the style of, you know, the style of your singing and things of that nature, do you think you want to spit a hot 16 in one of these songs real quick? Like, do people be expecting you to rap sometimes? Would you ever say you're a rapper?
I mean, I don't say that I'm a rapper, but I can rap. Like, if I sit down and I write a rap, I probably will make a very, very, very good song, but I never really do because I like to sing so much.
Okay.
So, singer, rapper, whatever you want to call me, that's what I am, because I can do it all. I just say I'm whatever you want.
Multi-talented. You know what I'm saying? I'm with you on that one. Definitely with you on that one. And then also, you got to let the people know how they can actually cop your album right now, how they can find it on iTunes, how they can find out more music when the next, you know, set of music is coming out and things like that.
Well, all you got to do is just go on iTunes. You can actually type in Casino Diamond, and my little album will pop right on up there. It's called R&B Poetry. And when you get it, you know, just at me on Instagram and stuff so I can say hi to you and stuff and thank you for it and appreciate you right there on the scene. Instagram, Casino Diamond, everything is Casino Diamond. If you're ever looking for me, just type in Casino Diamond, okay? My next project probably come out next year. You know, I want to get this first project a little shine. I got to do a couple videos for this one, so I'm working on my second album right now, like all the lyrics and stuff, but I ain't going to the studio and record it yet because I'm still trying to shoot these videos for this first album because I only got about three up, and I need about three more.
Three more videos. I'm with you, man. They got to come see that face. I'm definitely with you on that one. Definitely, definitely. And I ask every artist that come through my path lately because I really want to know how they feeling about this wave. Yo, how you feeling this Cardi B wave? Are you with it? You not with it? You think it's, you know, popcorn? You think it's just going to be this one hot song and she added it? How you feeling about this Cardi B wave? Because everybody thought Fetty Wap was about to be that one, right? Fetty Wap came off the Instagram. He jumped off. He had a couple songs. And you don't hear nothing about no 1738 no more. You know? That his time is gone. Went.
But one thing about Cardi B is I don't see her letting up though. Like her personality is out of this world. Like she's somebody that I can mess with outside of the studio, outside of the music. Like when you have a personality like that and you're so, you know, up and just out of there with it, like people gonna F with you. You know what I mean? Like I mess with her. If she don't ever make a hit from today to next year, I'm still with her. I'm rocking with her. I got faith in her. I actually believe in her. I think she's going to make some more dope music because she's not playing. She got a bag and she fixed her teeth. It wasn't cheap, y'all. It wasn't cheap. She going in. She's coming for the crown, and I think she's going to get it. That's all I'm saying. I like her. I like her style. And when I be watching her on Instagram and stuff, her little videos that don't have nothing to do with music, she's hilarious, man.
She is funny.
She's real down to earth, man. She real chill, and I mess with her.
And she kind of got
a man on her side too.
Exactly. I was about to say she kind of got a little smarts to her too. Sometimes she be saying some smart stuff, and people don't be trying to actually hear what she's saying. But if you actually listen, you're like, oh, she making some sense right there. You know what I'm saying? She do be all about the jokes, but she got a little sense to her too. She ain't no fool. Definitely ain't no fool. I'm with you on that one. Mm-hmm. And the crazy
part, I met her in person too, and she the same way. Like, I like people who the same no matter what. Mm-hmm. You know, don't switch up and don't act different. Like, she never acts different. She always acts the same. She always be her, you know?
That's what we need. You know, she a millennial. She just turned 25 like a day ago, like a week ago. So she gonna be herself. She gonna be the authentic self of her. I hope she pop off too. I hope she not just this one, you know, you're saying this one hit a quitter. I hope she don't do that to us. Definitely. She actually performing on what's it called? Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight as well. So she definitely on some big platform. Definitely on some big platform.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Nikki best suit over, man.
Well, Nikki already been moved over. She been moved over. You know what I'm saying? Once Cardi became the first rapper to outdo Lauryn Hill, like, it was like a rap for Nikki, in my opinion. Because Nikki's been in the game for a very long time, and she never got to even reach that kind of peak to even, you know, be on that kind of Lauryn Hill status. Cardi B did that her first, what, 6 months, 7 months? So that's kind of big, for real. So Nikki,
that's
got
why when you pop off like that, you got to stay there. People don't know how to stay there. They got to, because there's always somebody else coming into the game, and all they need is a hit mm-hmm. to make everybody not look at you, and all of a sudden they're looking at them. Mm-hmm. That's why Fetty Wap ain't popping no more, because of Migos and everybody else start popping. You know what I mean? People start coming out with songs, and 1738 just died down a little bit.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, you gotta stay hot. When you put out hot music, you gotta put out another one. You gotta always stay hot, man.
Man,
you keep putting out that crank.
And you making me lead into my next question. I want to know, before I let you go today, Casino Diamond, I want to know, what is that motivation you putting out for the people? I know you already told them they got to stay humble, but I want them to hear from you right now. What's that next, you know, what's that motivation you will give that next up-and-coming artist, that next person who, you know, inspires to sing just like you, that next person who wants to, you know, get their mixtape or their album out on iTunes or Spotify? How can they do that? Like, what is that motivation that you would give them to keep going?
I mean, you actually got to just keep your eyes on the prize, and don't listen to the haters, because the haters can bring you down to a low place, man. And if you're not strong enough and you ain't built for it, for the criticism and people hating on you, that's number one, man. Then you ain't really going to go too far. You got to be that person who going to say, I don't care what that person say.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sing. Oh, I can sing. I don't know what they talking about. You know what I mean? Can't nobody tell me I can't sing. I don't care. What are you talking about? I can't sing. Let me show you. Let me put this foot in your mouth right quick.
Let me show
you what I'm made of. You got to have 100% confidence in yourself. I don't care if you're going up in a competition with Beyonce, Jasmine Sullivan, and Keith. I'm going to win. That's how you got to think about it. I'm going to win this competition. It's me. I'm the one. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I always been that way. It's not cocky. I'm confident within myself.
Talk heavy.
You know, you got to have confidence. And you just can't let nobody bring you down. You got to keep moving forward and never look back.
Man, and like you said, you put out this one video that truly inspired me, and this is how I start stalking your Instagram. I ain't gonna hold you, right? Yo, you put out this this song, No Weapon Formed Against Me Shall Prosper. And you put that on you. And honestly, you just put that. I was like, yo, this is honestly how I'm feeling right now. So when you said that, you know, earlier in the interview, it was like, yo, I just sing how I'm feeling. I truly felt that, because when you put that on, you truly blessed me, because I was going through something myself. You know, I started questioning little things. And I was like, yo, I just started scrolling down my timeline. And you were on 93.9 a couple months ago, right? And what's the guy's name? Prince? Is it? It's something Prince.
Yeah, Shorty the Prince.
Yes, he actually reposts you. So when he reposts you, that's when I heard, you know what I'm saying, I first heard about you. And then I went to your page, I started following you, and then you put out that message a couple weeks ago, and I was like, yo, she gotta come bless my airways. She gotta come bless my airways. And I appreciate you once again for coming on the Revive platform. I appreciate your support. Thank you for coming on and blessing the airways. Definitely. Okay. But before we wrap up, Harmony the Goddess has a question for you as well.
So, okay. Welcome to the Revive platform. We just love your movement and everything that you're doing, especially your voice. You have this authentic melody to you. I love it absolutely 100%. We support you all the way. I just want to shoot my shot and see how you feeling tonight and how you keeping your eyes on the prize, as you mentioned. And if you can give, you know, our audience a little snippet of your beautiful talent that God has blessed you with. I just want to see it.
Good plug. I'm glad I let you ask that question. I'm glad, because I wasn't even thinking that. Yes, please. If you can.
I knew somebody was going to come out here with that question.
I honestly was about to chill, though. I was about to chill. I'm glad I let her ask that question, though. I ain't going to hold you.
No, I got my eyes on the prize, though. You know, I'm focused and I'm determined to do something amazing with this voice I got. I was actually at work a couple of days ago. What made me put out that song, No Weapon, that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady, she was like, what? She just asked me that question. I'm like, I can sing. She was like, I just feel this warmth around you, this energy. And she was like, can I pray for you?
Mm.
And it was so weird, because about an hour or two later, a man came in and he just asked, can he pray for me? And I'm like, what is going Whoa. On? Like, is God about to bless me?
Anointed.
I'm feeling a little type of way. And I just moved into my place 2 days ago.
Shout out.
As I'm getting my keys, a truck full of everything I need in my house pulls up. My mom, Whoa. My grandma, my aunt, my godmother, everybody's there, beds, couches. I'm like, what is going on?
Blessed.
55-inch TVs. I'm like, this is not happening in my life right now. You understand what I'm saying? I almost passed away.
People see the visions, man. Like, people see the visions.
That's why I was like, you know, no weapon, man. No weapon. Ain't nothing holding me back. You know what I mean? I'm here. I'm here and I'm pure and everything's going good, and he needs to go ahead and make it happen.
Yes.
Because I'm ready. I'm ready, baby. I'm ready.
And sometimes you just have to be ready. You know what I'm saying? If you stay ready, you don't gotta get ready. So I definitely feel that.
Yeah, what y'all want to hear, though, before we...
I want how you feeling, man. You got to give it to us how you feeling. You got to give it to us how you feeling.
Because you actually, when PLC let me listen to you for the first time, I literally dropped a tear in my eye. Like, you gave me goosebumps. I was like, no question. Aww. She has this energy about her that it's an amazing force. So I know that everyone's going to love you, and nothing but greatness is in store for you. Definitely.
Yo, everybody in Philly got your Instagram. I'm in there like, yo, you got to see her. You got to see her. Like, I'm in everybody's studio showing them you. I'm like, yo, this, she's amazing.
Yo, don't make me blush. Then I need to sing because my cheeks don't. I'm going to bless y'all one time. Oh, yeah. My Jesus, I know he loves me. Oh, yeah. My Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yeah. My Jesus loves me. Oh, the Bible. It tells me so.
That's all I'm gonna get y'all
right now.
You know? I love it. I'm gonna accept that full throttle, man. I appreciate you right now. You just wrapped up my show for me. I don't got nothing else to say. It's like, nah, yo,
appreciate
Casino
y'all.
Diamond, man. I appreciate you once again. Thank you for the support. Let us know we can support in any other way. I'm definitely gonna try to connect with you the next time I'm in the DMV area. Once again, many, many, many blessings on your future endeavors. And definitely, if you listening, go ahead and cop that album. Once again, Casino Diamond, telling them how they can find you and how they can cop that album right now.
You can find me on iTunes. Just type in Casino Diamond, album called R&B Portrait. And you can find me anywhere like that, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever you want to do. And you know, you want to come ride this wave with me, come ride this wave with me, baby. I'm accepting all applications. Let's go.
Definitely, let's man. Go. I'm with you. I hope you have a blessed week, man. I hope you just kill a game, man, like I know you already are. I hope you do what you got to do.
I appreciate y'all having me, though, y'all.
No doubt. Have a blessed one.
You too.
And that wraps up another great interview here on Revive, man. Shout out to your girl Casino Diamond coming through and blessing these airways. When they say speak it into existence, you got to speak it into existence. When they say manifest it, you got to manifest it each and every day. I said about a week ago, I got to get this young woman on my show, and she came on my show and she blessed my airways with her beautiful vocals, man. She is somebody who I know is going to go places in this world. I know she's going to go places. We're going to see her in Paris, London, and France one day just blowing them horns, man. Shout out to Casino Diamond. Shout out to the DMV area. Keep supporting her. Put her on the map right now. I'm calling that flag. Put her on the map right now. But you know what time it is. It's me, your girl POC. I'm about to wrap up this Winning Wednesday here on Revive. Shout out to your girl Tab Money for coming through with Tab Money Habits. If you need your girl Tab Money, you got any questions, you going broke, man. If you going broke, you need some financial literacy coaching, hit up your girl Tab Money. She on Instagram right now at Tab Money. The O and money is a zero because she about them O's. So make sure you guys go follow Tab Money and go purchase your man Casino Diamond's album right now. Go put some more money in her pocket so she can get another 55-inch TV, you know, so she could be feeling good with her legs kicked up at the work. She says she just works. So if she's working and making new music, we need to get her some more equipment so she can make us some more new music because I'm loving her flow. But yes, you know what time it is. Me, your girl POC. I'll be back on these airways on Sunday at 11 a.m. And you can check me out this Saturday. I'll be hosting Cheney University's homecoming. I'll be hosting Cheney University's homecoming. You can check me out Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram will be popping this weekend, this Saturday. I'm being a homecoming mode, man. I'm trying to hype up. It's going to be the best homecoming Cheney ever seen. You already know. Your girl POC, I'm going to get one mic. All I need is one mic. I'm going to tear it up. What you trying to say? You over here sign language and stuff. What you trying to say, Harmony?
No, I was just going to say this is about to be probably the best homecoming that Cheney ever experienced. But I was about to say POC and J.R. Morris, definitely, because he was an SGA and he's from Cheney University. So, of course, this is about to be a live Revive.
Try to make a little rhyme real quick. Yes, it's going to be live on Revive, but we're going to be at Cheney. And I am co-hosting with your boy, J.R. Morris. So make sure you guys stay tuned. You know what time it is. I'll be back on these airways at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's going to be me, your girl, POC, live with that morning talk radio. You know what time it is.